Hello, hello, hello again. And we are back in discussion currently with Dr. Douglas Barkey and Nyasha, pronounce it for me, please.
Nyasha Warren.
Nyasha Warren, host of this year's MAC Conference 2023, opening March 1st through the 5th here in Nassau, Bahamas. So, Doug, I would like for you to tell us a bit about some of the sessions that are happening at the University of the Bahamas.
Sure. Yeah, we're having on the first, we have the big opening at NAGB. So there'll be a big event. And of course, we have a lot of things there to see, the Sacred Space by Antonius Roberts. And there'll be a welcoming reception there. The next day is when we really start all the presentations. So we're so happy to host this at the University of the Bahamas because it allowed a chance for our faculty and our students to participate really at their convenience. It's right on their campus, so it's hard to find an excuse not to participate. We're also grateful to Central Bank, who actually gave away 25 students scholarships for students to attend the conference. So that really is quite an incentive. But the sessions themselves will take place, or actually there's enough sessions for three concurrent sessions for every time slot. So there's a lot of content to choose from. And I had mentioned a few already, but some more detail is just the Seeing Self in Space. Dr. Bethel Bennett is giving that one. There's the Museum of Haitian National Pantheon, Between Objectivity and Subjectivity of History by Fitzgerald Lewis. I mentioned the Panama Session, Supporting Emerging Caribbean Curators, Lessons Learned from the Caribbean Cultural Center in New York. So that's just a few of things running three by three concurrently. So there's quite a few scheduled. Now, on Thursday as well, we have a lunch plenary, and our chef, Eldred Saunders, is going to be giving a demonstration. It's called Coconuts Interwoven in Bahamian Foodways is the Jelly Coconut Salad. Ooh. And he will be demonstrating that. It's actually a very good salad that he makes. So looking forward to that, and everyone will learn his techniques as he demonstrates that. And then we'll go to another afternoon session at the University of the Bahamas, sort of in the afternoon, just again, three in a row that you can attend and choose from. So lots of content for people to select from. And then the evening receptions at the D'Aguilar Art Foundation, and that will be hosted at their location. So that's kind of the culmination with the evening reception. So lots of social things to do, as well as intellectual and just exchange happening all day long.
Nice. So how are people able to get hands on tickets at this point?
Okay, so you can actually, registration has been extended until February 25th. So you can go to our website at CaribbeanMuseums.com and register there. Once that time has passed, I believe you'll be able to register on the ground, actually. We know that there will be opportunities to purchase tickets for the different events right in the Bahamas, right? So this is good for local folks, as well as maybe folks who are traveling. They might be bringing family that don't want to attend everything, but they can buy a ticket. Mm-hmm. The NAGB will be selling daily and event tickets. So that's great for anybody who's considering, you know, some of the different things to attend, including the tours.
Nice. Could you tell us a bit about the pricing for the tickets?
Absolutely. So our pricing for our tour, for our conference, depends on whether you are a member or not, the Caribbean or non-Caribbean. Individual non-Caribbean two-thirds, and individual non-Caribbean who are not MAC members are paying $240. Members have a bit of a discount. They are $55 Caribbean members, and they can, if they're from the Caribbean but not MAC members. And similarly, presenters that are not from the Caribbean but are members pay $205. And those who are not from the Caribbean and also not members are paying $260 for registration. And then finally, we have a student and retiree rate that is $95 for MAC members from the Caribbean. It is $105 for non-MAC members from the Caribbean. And then it goes up for non-Caribbean members at $135. And then finally, $145 for non-Caribbean and non-MAC members. When you go on our website, you'll be able to see that perfectly outlined in a very clear table. So you don't have to remember exactly what I said. And furthermore, of course, as I mentioned, we have the tours. They're full-day tours, cultural tours that are $100 for March 4th. And there's a half-day tour, which will be $50. And those tours, I can give you a little bit of information about those. So our tour on the fort includes a day tour to Balcony House Museum, the Central Banks Art Gallery, Fort Charlotte, Junkanoo World, the Tern Gallery, Clifton Heritage Park, Mestre Projects Albany, Sunset Barbecue and Bonfires, where we finish up. And I should say, I'm going to say this because I'm in Panama, and I know folks from Panama who, when they heard Clifton Heritage Park, they said, are we going to scuba dive? So no, it does not include the scuba diving or something. You know, it's time to do that. So for the March 5th, we have a part of this is a little we have one of the art studios and nice, and then we have yes, exactly. I think this is you know what, this is covered up a little bit. Let me see if I
Can talk about a little bit. There's the Dungalik.
Thank you.
Dungalik,
yes.
Art Studios.
That's the one,
which
yes.
is run by Pam Burnside. Who was with one of our famous Burnside artists from the Bahamas. And then ICE is run by Antonius Roberts. It's kind of a youth apprenticeship program, and it's a pretty interesting place. They have a gallery built in, but they're just kind of it's a cool place to go visit and meet some of the people that are involved there. So it's a tour where you actually get to, I think, meet local people who are involved in the arts. I think that'll be a key thing to
do. That's awesome. I love that. I love that you guys have definitely incorporated. I've heard some food happening, cultural sites happening, and music. Is there music going to be involved?
Well, at the receptions, definitely there's music happening.
There you go.
And yes, you're right about the food, because actually those tours end with some kind of food event. I think on Saturday there's a barbecue on the beach, and on the 5th there's some refreshments involved. So there's definitely a little gourmet reward there for you.
I love those types of cultural exchanges. Like, let me taste the seasoning. Let me see what y'all really got going on over here. Let me see if y'all really love me and y'all really welcoming me. And I can grade that based on what kind of food you provide for me. Are there any other are there any other things happening within
yes.
the networking and socials events?
Absolutely, absolutely. I must mention we're going to have speed networking event, which will take place in the morning on March 3rd. And this is a really, really, really good event for emerging professionals to meet people with many more years of experience and insight, right? So it's set up like a speed networking, very similar to speed dating. We have mentors with a lot of experience who have signed up in advance, and they will be available to meet with folks who sign up. Generally speaking, we tend to have some of our younger, not only younger, I say younger, but also just less experienced participants who are looking to connect, to learn more. And, you know, it's just as interesting to meet someone who's in your area specifically, and to also talk to someone who's doing a little bit different, to just get a good sense, an overall sense of the field. I have to mention here, among the people who tend to participate in our speed networking is our travel scholars. This time around, we are very happy to say that we have been able to fund at least 6 travel scholars from throughout the Caribbean. Yes, St. Lucia, Guadeloupe, Puerto Rico, Haiti, and Panama. And we've covered everything for them. So they will be at the conference, and they tend to participate a lot, of course, in the speed networking, but as well, others. So there is going to be a sign up for that, and it fills up very quickly. So you need to look out for that. Once you register, you'll be getting messages about this. Mm-hmm. And then you need to sign up as soon as possible because it does fill up. And it's an absolutely great experience. And then the other thing that we have going on, which is also a lot of fun, is our silent auction. So the silent auction is in the evening of the same day, March 3rd. And at this silent auction, you will get to see all kinds of really interesting cultural pieces, art that people donate in order for folks to bid on. And then, of course, if you have the best bid, then you get to take it home. So you will definitely need to look out for that event. We will be looking out to see everybody there. We'll be letting you know when it's going to happen so that so you don't miss out. And that will be at Bahamar, actually.
Okay. Is that going to be on the closing night?
No, that's actually, it's on the 3rd. So it's before the tours. Nice.
Awesome. Yeah, I want to mention one thing before you, just a little tip for everyone buying tickets, that you're much better off buying before the conference, because if you do buy them here, if you do register, and you can, of course, you can register and buy them here in the Bahamas, but you're going to be paying local taxes and fees. So you really could do yourself a favor, just take care of it right now, go online, buy those tickets now, and get your place reserved. Plus, at a certain point, we're going to hit a limit of how many people we can actually hold. So I know from talking to organizers that every day there's more and more people registering. So it really is starting to fill up.
That's incredible. So guys, remember, visit CaribbeanMuseums.com/MacBahamas2023 for all ticketing information right away. We're going to take another short break, but stay tuned for more right here on 96.9 FM Blank Canvas.